What does a perfect weekend look like to you? Is it making memories with friends and family, or is it discovering something new? Is it listening to the music that shaped the soundtrack of your life, or is it a deep dive into arts and culture, or recreation coupled with activism that allows you to feel like you've contributed something to the world? This weekend, you can do all those things and more. Philly's 14th Naked Bike Ride takes place on Saturday. The ride is more about cycling advocacy and fuel reduction than exhibitionism. However, it's also an event that encourages body positivity. As per tradition and for safety, the start and route for the ride will be announced 24 hours before. And you don't have to go full Monty. Organizers say you can be as bare as you dare, and there's body painting available if you prefer it. If you're wondering about the legalities, well, there have been no incidents reported in all the past rides. It starts at 5 p.m. If you'd rather spend your weekends with a good book, head to the first annual Philly Bookstore Crawl on Saturday. This is a self-guided tour of Philadelphia's bookstores that are hosting special events for the day, including discounts, giveaways, and readings. Book agent and author Eric Smith conceived the crawl and created an interactive map for the participating bookstores, and that includes some in the burbs. It coincides with the reopening of Harriet's, the popular Black-owned bookstore in Fishtown. We'll have a link to the map on our website, whyy.org/things to do. If you haven't made it to the movies yet this summer, now's the time. Sunday is National Cinema Day, and to celebrate, movies at 3,000 participating theaters nationwide will be $4. That's right, $4, or less than a bag of movie popcorn. And that price is for any movie, anywhere, and in any format. So if you missed Oppenheimer on the IMAX screen as director Christopher Nolan intended it to be seen, head to your favorite movie ticket seller and reserve a seat now.
On March 3, 1913, President-elect Woodrow Wilson arrived in Washington, D.C. for his inauguration, but the public's attention was elsewhere. 8,000 women had taken to the street on a march through the Capitol, demanding the right to vote. Alice Paul, a 28-year-old activist from New Jersey, had designed this media event to promote the cause of women's suffrage, and it worked.
Alice Paul was a Quaker activist and suffragette who helped women gain the right to vote. Her birthplace has been turned into the Alice Paul Institute, which hosts the Women's Equality Day Festival in Mount Laurel on Saturday. The free festival goes from noon to 5 p.m. with vendors, food, a beer garden, music, and more. Afterward, there's a ticketed evening speakeasy event. They say everything old is new again, and that's true in this week's music choices. Tribute bands may now be more popular than the originals, as the market has exploded for music that is now considered timeless.
You just lost. Now don't you understand, man, universal law? What you throw out, come back to you, star. Never underestimate those who you scar, cause come back to you hard.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill turns 25 this year. The album was recorded for Philly-based Rough House Records. On Friday night at World Cafe Live, the house band Black Canvas will pay homage to the now classic album on the exact day of its release over two decades ago. You can hear the entire album performed right here in Philly where it all got started. The show starts at 8 p.m.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no.
Remember Jones comes to the Ardmore Music Hall with a 12-piece band and Kate Mills to perform Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. That's on Saturday at 8 p.m. That album is the one she recorded with producer Mark Ronson that put her on the international map. Tribute performer Remember Jones, I've seen him. He is great. He does an amazing job redoing these beloved albums, so expect the same for Amy. If there is anyone who knows how to move a crowd, it's the OJs. They've had time to practice because they've been around for six decades. But the Ohio-based band had their biggest hits when they recorded for Philadelphia International Records under the direction of Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. If you love music, they're at the Dell tonight at 7 p.m. with Dave Hollister and our own Carol Riddick. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and it's time for me to make my way out of this week's Things to Do, but I'll be back next Thursday to bring you more of the best of the weekend. If you want to find out where the Ukrainian Festival is being held and what time this weekend's two-day Waterfront Jazz Festival starts at Penn's Landing, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.